Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland, rock and roll there. That's John Mellencamp bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jalas. Rob is the author of a number of books, including Mental Agility, including The Way of the Road Warrior, and his classic, outstanding book on selling, customer-centered selling. Rob Jalas is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than a dozen years. Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about how to make sure that you, when you're in front of a customer, that you give them maximum opportunity to first trust you, and to second give you the opportunity to help them, and third, hopefully get around maybe even to sell them something. And Rob, we talked about some things in the earlier segment about our shared training background with Xerox. One of the things that I also learned in Xerox that I never had done before, I really had never, well, I guess I had done it in the Army. The Army did a little bit of this, but nobody taught you role-playing like Xerox did. I mean, it was a discipline. It was almost, role-playing was almost a religion in Xerox. And yeah. I lament the fact that it's almost a lost art now. And I'm going to tell you, folks, if you want your salespeople to get better, if you want to know what they don't know, if you want to know where the gaps are and you want to discover why they're not performing the way you think they should perform, get them to do a role play in front of you, and it will all be revealed. What do you think, Rob?
Absolutely. Imagine if I was going to – maybe this will help. Imagine I was going to teach you how to swim. And we sat on the edge of the pool, and we talked about, okay, we're going to position our arm this way, we're going to kick that way, here's what happens here, by the way, you're going to want to hold your breath, okay, and we have got it all written down, we got a process for swimming, good. Now, let's not go in the water, because that would be scary. It's a necessary evil, but how do I teach you to swim and we don't actually go in the water and swim? Mm-hmm. How do I tell you what it's like to go underwater if you've never been underwater? How do you describe that? So a role play is that, nope, I've never met a human being who said, oh, boy, I can't wait to role play. This is exciting. But at the same time, I never met a person who, after not the first role play, the second or third where they started to see improvement, et cetera, were really glad they role played. So maybe the conversation we should have now, Jim, is how do we do this? How do we role play correctly?
Well, here's the thing, Rob. It's one thing to know the stuff. It's another thing to be comfortable with the stuff.
Right.
I mean, you can
right.
give people a test on it. You can ask them questions. You can do, you know, you can do flashcards, whatever you want to do to see if they know your message and if they know your strategy, your pricing, et cetera, et cetera. That's one thing. But to have them comfortable with having a conversation with a customer where nobody knows how it's going to go, that's a whole other thing, isn't it?
Right. And what people don't know, Jim, is that one of the secrets of Xerox, and I'm speaking of the 80s and early 90s now, but one of the secrets of Xerox, because we all knew that their training was considered world class, but what people didn't know was that a typical new hire training at that time was 4 weeks long, 6 students to 1 instructor ratio, not only role-playing every day, but on videotape role-playing mm-hmm. every day and going over and being coached on that. Now, listen and think. If I had 4 weeks with anybody that's listening on this radio, 4 weeks, 6-to-1 mm-hmm. ratio, you think we could get past the discomfort of role-playing
right.
and actually use what we're talking about?
It takes discipline. It takes commitment. Folks, if you will somehow find somebody who will help you. Find somebody who knows how to do it and somehow make a commitment to getting your salespeople to role play in front of you, in front of others, where you can critique them. If they can get comfortable doing that, if they can hone their skills doing that, then your sales performance will take a leap.
Absolutely. And, you know, you hit on another key word, and that is we have to, when we role play, we have to provide the proper response to a role play. Why do people not like the role play? Because they feel frequently the coaching and the feedback, it can be very brutal.
It hurts.
I don't want to brutalize somebody. I want to balance the feedback.
Yeah.
And if I do that, I've got somebody who's not nervous about failing in front of me. They're excited about trying to get better. But if I butcher that feedback and give them 15 things they did wrong and slide in one or two that maybe they did okay, it demotivates the person I'm working with, mm-hmm. and it pushes them further from wanting to role play.
Well, you have to start out by saying, okay, guys, even though I know you're good in sales, even though I know you know the stuff, this first one or two is not going to be perfect. You're gonna mess up. So let's just get those behind us.
Exactly. Yeah. It's sort of like, again, teaching a golf swing now. How about when we now put the ball up there, I'm going to take this new swing because I just re-gripped the club a little bit. I've pulled the elbow in. I'm changing things. I'm making you uncomfortable. How about we agree to one thing? I don't care where the ball goes now.
Right.
Let's put the right swing on it. I promise you. Give me a little time. That ball's going to sail much further than it used to, in a much without as much effort on that swing. But you got to take a step back to go forward.
Well, the other thing that you'll find is once your people get good at this and they get comfortable with role playing, they will do it to themselves before and after every call. Before they go into a call, they'll do what we used to call self-analysis. Rob at Xerox.
Yep.
They'll do a little self-analysis, little role play before the call, and then after the call, they'll do the role play, which is self-analysis of how it went, and they'll do it by themselves.
Absolutely.
And it's a great way to become better at becoming a pro and therefore successful. Rob Jollis and I will be right back. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rob's is Jollis, JOLLES.com. Stay with us. Hey, hey, I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.